Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Folks, you know I love to read, and I really love reading stories that get into the questions that we all have as pet parents. Our next guest is someone who's familiar to our Pet World Insider audience. She's the author of It's a Dog's Life, But It's Your Carpet, a very good friend of Pet World Insider, Dr. Justine Lee. Dr. Justine, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
I love this book because it really gets into a lot of the questions that we as pet parents have. And so I'm going to dive right into it because we get a lot of these questions and you seem to have the answers. First one is, how do I know if I'm a dog person or a cat person?
You know, it's honestly all about exposure. If you grew up with cats, you're going to like cats. If you've never grown up with dogs, you're probably going to be a little bit more gun-shy when it comes to dogs. And you oftentimes see this in children, the first time they've ever been exposed to a new species. I honestly am a dog person, but that's also because I like to hike and roll in the mud and get dirty while I'm hiking. So, but that said, I have had some people who become converted cat owners late in life. I have one dog and two cats, but my first pet was actually a cat and a kitten that I adopted. And it's something where I love both equally, but I prefer being able to hike with my dog outside. So it really depends on exposure. The friends that I've had that didn't meet cats until later in life actually became cat converts. They initially didn't like cats at all, but they really just didn't understand them. And so it's a matter of really just being able to spend time with them and socializing with them. I've rarely met people who didn't become converted into a lover of either a dog or a cat once they got used to them.
Okay. And that makes a lot of sense. Now, this one we get in a lot. And I kind of sit there and go, wow, that myth is really ingrained in society. Is one dog year really the equivalent to 7 human years?
That's a great question. You know, that's a myth that we sort of propagate. And there's no 100% study that says it's definitely 7 years. I would say it's closer to 4 to 7 years. You have to keep in mind that, you know, a one-year-old dog may be equivalent of a 7-year-old adult or a 7-year-old child, but it's always the least accurate at the extreme ages. In other
right.
words, very, very young or very, very old. We've all seen dogs that live to 10, up to 15. And sure, that's geriatric. But, it, you know, honestly, we're extrapolating it a little bit too much. It's not a hard, fast 7 years. I generally say it's about 4 to 7 years based on the extremes of youth or of a geriatric age.
One of the other questions we get is, how many dogs are too many dogs?
Great controversial question. Regardless of how I answer this, you know, some people will get upset.
Exactly.
I personally think it's personal choice. I'm a one dog household type of girl where I love having one dog. I love being bonded to my one dog. But I also have colleagues and friends, pet owners who have 6 dogs without any problems. It's something where I always tell people trying to find a dog sitter for 2 dogs or 4 dogs is a lot harder than one. And don't get me wrong, a lot of people can provide a great, rich environment for multiple dogs, but it's really personal preference. My general rule is, yes, dogs like to socialize. They love that playtime with other dogs. Sometimes that diminishes your bond with your individual dog if they're playing a lot with other dogs. And some dogs have different personality types where they may not want to socialize with dogs, they prefer to be with a human. So I would really base it on the personality of the dog, how much time you have to spend with your dog, and the basic environment. If you have a small apartment in New York City, I don't think it's appropriate to have 3 dogs. If you live out and you have lots of property, you can walk your dogs at least an hour a day, walking them 3 times a day, getting them lots of exercise and mental stimulation, then totally fine to have several dogs. But when in doubt, check with your veterinarian and just feel it out. You can always pet sit for someone and see what it feels like to have 2 dogs. I'll tell you my general issue is a lot of people say, well, my dog's getting older. Should I get a puppy? And I usually don't advocate
right.
that. While that puppy can be trained by the older dog, some geriatric dogs that may have arthritis, they're 12, 13, 14 years, they're in their golden years, they don't necessarily want to be tortured with puppy playtime all the time. So really just look at the individual dog and read that dog appropriately.
You know, another question that we get quite a bit is it better to have a mutt or a purebred?
Great question. Personal bias. My bias is always the mutt because I have the philosophy, don't breed or buy when homeless animals die. And so I really like to rescue.
Absolutely.
I'm a huge advocate that if you want a consistent, solid type of dog, you want certain characteristics like a hunting dog or a super friendly family dog, then absolutely, purebreds are great because you know what you're getting the majority of the time.
Sure.
That's harder with a mixed breed dog in that a mixed breed dog could be a mix of, you know, 3, 5, 10 different breeds, and you don't always know what personality that you're getting. And so when in doubt, I'm always an advocate of rescuing. Definitely not a wrong decision if you want a specific look or a specific size or a specific breed. And I do think that is a great thing about having different breeds out there. I definitely have personal breed biases that I absolutely love. And so really talk to breeders out there, people in the dog park, your veterinarian, your trainer, your groomer. They can all give you different types. But when in doubt, always take the time to appropriately research that breed before you buy them. Again, you want to buy them from a reputable source. And when in doubt, I always advocate looking at breed rescues. There are a ton of rescue organizations out there that have lots of great purebreds that are quite expensive that are up for adoption.
Yeah, and that's a great point because these organizations, the other thing they can do is give you insight into that dog's behaviors and tendencies because they do know those breeds. And we know a number of those organizations, and you hit it right on the head there. Almost no matter what you're looking for these days, if it is a particular breed or if you are open to a mutt, there's an organization out there that's got one available for adoption. Do that. And sometimes you'll be surprised. I wanted a Shiba Inu, was talked out of it. And then when we adopted Sugar and she was in the hospital, they ran some tests and came back and said, well, she's part Shiba and she's part Lab. Wow, what a surprise for us. And yet she's been such a phenomenal dog for our kids. And that's why we were initially warned off. So you never know, like you said, what's going to be the dominant behavior, but definitely reach out to those groups. Adoption, I couldn't stress that more. They're too many great animals out there just waiting for a home. So do that research. Dr. Justine, I love this book. So many great questions. We're going to have you back to talk more about this as well. For those who want to get more information on the book, where can they get that?
They can check out more information at drjustinelee.com or they can get the book on amazon.com also. And there's a direct link on my website.
Folks, get this book. I love it. It is such a great book. It's a dog's life, but it's your carpet. Go get it. We're going to be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the Slim Doggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.